Chapter 1. The Old Pen. David Barnes was late for school. He was in the street and he heard the school bell ring.
Oh no,
David thought.
The history teacher will be very angry.
David walked into the classroom at 9:10.
David Barnes, you're late again. Our new student, Philip, is sitting in your place,
said Mrs. Carter, the teacher.
You must find another desk.
But there aren't any other desks,
said David.
Look in the storeroom,
said Mrs. Carter.
Maybe there's another desk there.
David went to the storeroom. He saw an old desk in the corner. There were a lot of old books on the desk. David put them on the floor and moved the desk to his classroom. It was very heavy. Finally, he sat down at the desk. It was old and dirty.
Please write today's date in your notebooks,
Mrs. Carter said.
Imagine life in our city, Durham, 100 years ago. Now write anything you can about it.
I can't do that,
thought David.
I don't know anything about Durham in 1906.
He tried to find his pen, but it wasn't in his bag. David looked inside the old desk. There was a strange old pen in the corner and a bottle of black ink.
This pen is old, but it's very special,
thought David.
Maybe I can write with it.
David tried to write the date, but nothing happened. He put the pen in the ink and then tried to write again. This time, the pen wrote immediately. But David was very surprised when he saw the date on the page. The 9th of October, 1906.
That's strange,
David thought.
The year is wrong. It's not 1906. Why did I write that?
He tried to write the correct date, but the pen moved across the page and started to write.
I'm imagining this. A pen can't write by itself.
David watched a story appear in his notebook. He was fascinated. Suddenly, the school bell rang and the pen stopped writing. David looked at the page.
This is incredible,
thought David. He began to read the story.